Thank you for calling on MaxHealth Customer Care. My name is Tianti. May I please have your zip code so I can access your account?
55118.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me, ma'am.
55118, the zip code.
Thank you so much for that information. And may I please have your first and last name?
Charlotte Kopernik.
Thank you so much for that information. And may you please verify your address?
1772 Oakdale Avenue, apartment 112, West St. Paul, Minnesota.
Thank you so much for that information. I have located your account for the Omax Stress Remedy. How may I help you today?
Well, yesterday I got in the mail a box that's just exactly like the box that I got a couple months ago, and it had your Omax pills in it that were supposed to do wonders and make me sleep, and they haven't helped at all. And I have, I was going to return this box, and I see that you sent me another box that looks exactly like the box that I got before that I was going to return. So could you tell me what was in the first box? I mean, I know what was in the first box. What was in the second box? And I'm just going to return it unopened.
Okay, it looks like the reason why we ship you out a second shipment is because when you first placed the order, ma'am, that was only a 30-day trial. And with you not calling it back in, you'll receive the product every 3 months. Now, you do have the option to return the product. I can issue an RMA number. Once we receive the product back into the warehouse, it would take about 2 to 3 weeks, and you'll receive your full refund. Or I can issue a 50% refund. You can keep the product. And that will take about 3 to 5 business days. But I would like to know how the product has been working out for you.
Well, it didn't work out at all. I took some in the afternoon, afternoon and evening, and then I started taking like 2 before I went to bed, just hope that they might make me go to sleep, or maybe around 6 o'clock and hopefully be asleep by midnight, and they never helped either. I don't have the invoice that was in the first package. Could you tell me how much those were? And it was a big order. It wasn't 30 days supply.
Okay. Well, sometimes the product does take time to get immune with your system. What I would advise you to do, ma'am, is start doubling your dosage up. And once you start seeing the full effect, you can drop the dosage back down. And I can change your next shipment out for you if you would like me to, instead of reshipping the product back.
Well, I still got 2 full boxes of, and it says on the thing that there's 60 soft gels in each one, but I don't think there's, I think there's 3. I don't know how many is in a box, really. I used 2 boxes and another thing, and they haven't helped me at all. So I would like to send those back. And how much did I pay for that first box, and with which credit card? Could you tell me that?
The card that we have on file, let's see here, the last 4 digits. Let me take a look over that for you. It is a Visa card in the 7569.
I don't know if I have that anymore, but I'll have to look it up. And that was on the first order, right, and the second order?
Correct.
And it's billed to Omax. Sometimes the billing is something that's way out. Do you know what I mean? What was the date of that first credit card, the first shipment?
It was back on December 3rd of 2019.
And I guess I got it on the 15th or something like that. I have that date on it. And how much was that for?
$109.95.
And then the second one, I often have to know that information. But do you have hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Do you have an RMA number or something that you want me to put on this?
Yes, ma'am. I can issue an RMA number. Once we receive the product back into the warehouse, it will take about 2 to 3 weeks before you can receive your full refund. And I'm also going to cancel your account out today. Just let me know when you're ready to write down your RMA number.
I am ready.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
The RMA number is 274-65-6-5. And your cancellation number for your records is C like Charlie 751390.
That's 27465 for the RMA, and the cancellation number is C751390.
That's correct.
Now, that RMA number, should I put that on both packages?
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess that's, I'll put my name and this information inside the package, and the other one I'll just put it on the outside someplace in nowhere. But maybe I'll take it up to the post office and ask them what to do with it. Or is there a special place that you put the IRM number?
You just need to put it in front of the package, ma'am, as long as it's in the front.
On the package, did you say?
In front.
In front, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Not on the label.
Correct.
Okay, real fine. I thank you so much, dear. And I don't know how the situation, are you in Maine?
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
Are you in Maine?
Yes, ma'am.
Here in Minnesota, things are quite serious. They've closed the bars and the restaurants and everything down because of this flu virus. Is it the same in Maine?
Yes, ma'am. It's all over the world.
Yeah, I guess
it's crazy.
It is. So, I don't even know when I'll be able to get out to the post office to mail this, but sometime. They're just telling us to stay in our houses and not be with other people that we're not normally with. And so, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can just pray, right?
That's all we can do. You're absolutely correct.
I thank you so much, my dear, and have a good day.
Same to you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it, I guess.
Okay,
thank
you for calling.
Bye-bye.
OMAC South Customer Care, have a great day.